On today's episode of Word Labs, I am joined by writer and artist Ryan Ewing. You may be familiar with Ryan as the creative force behind Pocket Thought Zines. Ryan has been creating zines in Kingston since the late 1990s, and over the last 7 years, his zines have been enjoyed by readers all around the world. Ryan's zines are full of satire, deep thoughts, comics, poetry, and a whole lot of randomonium, which is to say that each page can be a surprise. Ryan loves hosting zine-making workshops, having previously hosted them at Kingston Writers Fest and at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library. I spoke to Ryan about his upcoming three-part zine writing workshop with Word Labs, which will walk students through brainstorming, design, and creation of individual and a collective zine. Welcome to Word Labs Out Loud.
You've been writing zines for a couple of decades now. Why zines? And for people who don't know, what are zines?
Well, that's a multi-layered question, isn't it? Zines, we'll start with that. Typically done on the cheap, by the cheap, for the people, by the people, independent underground publication, usually done using a photocopier or a home printer. Small in distribution, but from the heart. And getting into that, like a lot of people, stumbling into it, really. I was making zines without realizing I was making zines. When I was a teenager back in the 90s, I wanted to make my own comics and started making my own newsletters and things, and did this for, you know, a couple years. And then someone came to me and said, "Oh, hey, I really like your zine." And I said, "You like my what?" And they had to explain to me what I'd been doing for a couple years. So, and then to learn that there's this whole culture around it, and all around the world, people have been doing what I was already doing and not knowing it.
Yeah. I mean, there is an artistic element to zine making. Do you think that you have to be an artist to make zines?
No, absolutely not. Anybody can do it. And I really recommend that anyone can do it. Artistic experience is great, but not required. Some zines out there are completely text-based. Some are cut and paste. Some are stick figures drawn. Some are beautifully illustrated and photography zines. They really can be about anything. And the whole point is really the expression, getting it onto paper, and the community of it, sharing it with other people. Some of my favorite zines that I've acquired over the years, one is just a picture of dinosaurs from a kid's history book that someone put googly eyes all over. And it doesn't mean anything and it doesn't have to, but I cherish it so much because who'd have thought?
Yeah. And you do a lot of zine trading with other artists. What is the zine community like? What is it like to be a part of that?
Oh, that's really interesting. I've gotten to know so many interesting people from around the world and heard so many different stories, like first person stories. And I think that's what I love so much about the communities. It's all very first person, normally, you know, true life story. Like, you can pick up a Time magazine or a People magazine talking about, you know, the topics of today, war, inequality, gender rights, etc., etc. And when you get these, you know, fancy magazines, it's all ad-driven, editorial-based, coming from one place down. Whereas when you read a zine about war or gender equality or human rights, you're reading a first-person perspective, how they felt when they wrote it. And I think it's just so much more raw and real that way.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the timeliness of it too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think, like, it's interesting because I've noticed like a resurgence in print too, where like Biblioasis has been doing this notebooks series, and it's the idea of getting sort of almost treatises out to the people in realer time than a book takes to publish,
yeah.
Right? Because the world is moving so fast. So it gives you a capacity to respond to it in a much quicker 100%. Way.
100%. And there's the feeling of real paper in your hands and how the words transcribe through the paper into your hands, into your body, and absorb. And it's a weird feeling, and I don't know how to explain it really, but that it's a real sense that you can get from non-digital reading now, and to have it so accessible so quickly. Like, you could write your ideas out on one piece of paper, fold it into a zine, and distribute it tomorrow. You don't need to wait for an editor or a publisher to get your idea out there.
And it's yours and you own it.
Right, exactly. Do you want to talk a little bit about this workshop series that you're putting on, what the intention is behind it for you as an instructor and what you're hoping for students to get out of it?
Oh yeah, I'm super excited for the Word Lab zine makings because I get inspired from watching other people make, first of all. So for me, it's a real treat to be there. Second, to build this sort of community, I'm always very surprised that Kingston doesn't have more of a zine community like, say, Toronto does, Vancouver does, given that there's a lot of post-secondary institutions here and people come from all over with different, you know, stories and experiences to share. I'm just always kind of flabbergasted that there's not much of a zine scene mm-hmm. in town. I mean, given, you know, people come and they go away for the summer and it's kind of a here and there, but it baffles me that, like, you know, there's a really strong music scene in town, there is a strong literary writing scene in town and art scene, but, you know, I want to see some more zines around. Like, yeah. I want to see more people doing it.
Is there advice that you can give to someone who's feeling hesitant, who somewhere in the back of their head there is this creative thing gnawing at their mind, but they're hesitant to get going with it?
Come to the workshop. No, but yeah, come to the workshop. Just put something on paper. Put anything down on paper. Start there. You know, allow yourself to believe that there are no bad ideas, get something down, and then see where you go.
What does the creative process mean for you? This is something that you do often. You're at, I don't know how many different tabled events throughout the year. You know, you've put a lot of time into it. What is its value for you?
Oh, you know, that's such a good question. It's the feeling I get when someone picks up something that I've made, whether it be a zine or a piece of art or something, but specifically a zine, and they flip through and I can see them kind of giggling at the satire a bit. And then that, oh my God, you made this? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. That feeling of just that connection, that's what it means the most to me. I mean, mm-hmm. no one ever became a millionaire making zines, and I probably won't be the first. So, you know, it's not like I'm in it for the money. I'm in it for the expression and getting thoughts out there and meeting people and seeing their reaction to them.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think many writers are making a ton of money, but do you have a fun prompt that you might offer listeners who want to do a little bit of creative writing?
Oh, yeah. Let's go with you. Hear a funny noise coming from a dark alleyway, and you got to find out what's down there. What are you bringing with you?
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'll get some song requests from you. I'm feeling there could be a fun vibe with that dark alleyway prompt. But Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. And once again, Ryan is going to be teaching a 3-part workshop as part of Word Labs. Make your way down to Kingston Literacy and Skills and check out Ryan's workshop. 3 parts. Get your creative juices flowing. And thanks again, Ryan.
Thank you. This is awesome.
To go with this prompt, Ryan offered a few different song suggestions to get you in the mood, get you in the headspace, and just to enjoy. So we're going to hear a little bit of Prince, a little Aerosmith, French Canadian music, and maybe a little surprise in there, so stay tuned.
Yeah. avec ma voisine.
Passer la fin de ma vie, voici ma première odyssée.
That was Strange Relationships by Prince, Last Child by Aerosmith. Then we had Eric LaPlante with Bobby Pin. I added in a little bit more French-Canadian content that I felt went with the groove with Les Brassefeuilles and Angle Mort. And of course, Ryan had to add in some shenanigans with the one, the only Rick Astley and Never Gonna Give You Up. Again, thank you for joining us this week for Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. I want to thank our guest once again, Ryan Ewing of Pocket Thought Zines. Ryan is running a workshop at Kingston Literacy and Skills. Visit us online at wordlabs.ca to find out about all of our upcoming workshops and learn more about our instructors. Thanks and happy writing. If you'd like to learn more about the zine making process and try your hand at your own zine, you can join Ryan for part one of his three-part zine making workshop starting on Wednesday, August 20th.